metallic. That's a liquid. In contrast, though, I've never played around with 1080. 1080 is a super poison to not only rodents, to mammals. It blocks the Krebs cycle. Why is the Krebs cycle important to mammals? Yeah, which part? Where does it fit into the scheme of things? Got a couple of names, the Krebs cycle. What's his other name? Yeah. Yeah. So now correctly explain to me why it's important. So what's our input molecule that's going into aerobic respiration? Yeah. So what's the first step? Glycolysis. Now we're starting to talk. Okay, what's the next step? Yes. Yeah, and what's the last step? Yes, okay. So it's a pivotal thing in that whole process, okay? You don't get the energy unless you've got the citric acid cycle. It's providing electron carriers. It's providing a little bit of energy, the citric acid cycle, but it's mostly providing the proton electron carriers that go into the electron transport chain. So obviously if you shut down the central part of that process, then you don't get the bulk of the energy which is out of the electron transport chain and organisms out of business. There's no ATP. So that's why in this case then, if you've got something then that mucks up the Krebs cycle, you're in some serious trouble. Now in Australia then, it's quite fascinating, there are actually some plants then that cottoned onto this and have actually developed the ability to synthesise fluoracetate themselves, and as a result the bits of biology that munts on those plants go, right, we'll come up with their own biochemistry then that can break down the fluoracetate so that you don't shut down their Krebs cycle. So there's been a lot of biological warfare going on amongst the biological community for some time now. Like one of the classic ones, the you know how I was talking about the stinging tree experience I had a little while ago? There are some wallabies that can actually munch on the leaves of stinging trees quite comfortably, thank you. It's just like a standard food for them, even though for a human it's the most insanely painful experience. So there's been a lot of development in the animal community in Australia to pretty nasty sort of things. Now for mammals then, it's an unselective poison. It's been used then to take out rabbits. You pretty much just drop a strange coloured rabbit. A strange coloured carrot out of your plane, like a green carrot for instance, then it means that it's been a 1080 carrot. Foxes have been taken out down south. It's been used for pig baiting, for feral pigs, apparently for dingoes. In New Zealand, certainly I've seen lots of these green carrots sort of scattered through the landscape, trying to take out possums with it. It's really the answer to lots of the world's problems. So in Australia and New Zealand, we use 80% of the world's production of 1080. Pretty scary number. Once in water, it decomposes quite quickly, but it is persistent in animal tissue. So if your pig has been hit by 1080, something comes and munches on the pig, then they're in a bit of trouble. The LD50 is a small number, 4 milligrams per kilogram, puts it in the super toxic. And again, there's no antidote for this one as well. So 1080 is right out there, and it's such a simple little formula. Okay, all you've done is taken acetate and put one fluorine in.